As we are still doing the aftermath, if you will, of the 2024 election season, this was something that was very hyper-local, but certainly something that raised a lot of eyebrows, especially if you live in the city of Shelton. Third time was not a charm when it comes to proposed changes to the city charter, and we learned that this was the third time in about 4 years that Shelton tried to make changes to their city charter but failed to do so. So we wanted to check in with Mayor Mark Loretti and get the scoop on what's going on and what happens next. Mayor Loretti, welcome back to the show. First of all, let's go back over the last 4 years and why there haven't been these proposed changes to the city charter. What's been going on? Why does it keep failing?
You know, it's anybody's guess. Who knows? The state question on the state constitution didn't pass in Shelton either recently. So yeah, it's hard to know what's in people's minds. The state requires that you do charter revision every 10 years. People don't understand that when legislation changes, it affects how you operate locally. So you have to reflect those changes into your charter. That's some of it. Some of it's political, but I think there's really no campaign to inform voters what the charter changes are and why you need to do them.
Mm. So it's interesting you say that, Mayor Loretti, and it has to be kind of a challenge. It's interesting, but like when you bring up the statewide question, you're talking about the absentee ballot question, totally separate from the Shelton story we're talking about today. But is that what you were when you mentioned the statewide question that failed in Shelton?
Yeah, that went down as well.
Okay. So with that one, it's interesting because I was pleasantly surprised to see that more than 50% of Connecticut voters who did vote approved it. And I honestly was a little surprised by it at first because so many people, whether you liked the idea of absentee voting or not, especially after what we saw in Bridgeport, were really sort of on the fence about it. But to give credit, I guess, where credit is due, I mean, I would say the Democratic Party really tried to go door to door. There was even like there was a small organization of people in different counties that were going around and just informing people what the amendment would really mean. And they believe that that's why the number went up so high, regardless of what people think. You're right in the sense that it's not like you could put up a poster per se and even, you know, minimize kind of what the point of the charter revision would be, how to understand it a little bit better. If you were to go back, though, and redo, I guess, the campaigning for this question, would you do anything differently? Would you hold more city hall meetings or get it out to the media? Or I don't know. I mean, what is a more effective way since it doesn't seem to be passing now for 4 years?
Well, there were three public hearings. I think a total of four people showed up and spoke.
Really?
And those individuals are in the know about city government. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's the average citizen just concerned. You know, and during the early voting period, as I was walking out City Hall one day, somebody was getting out of their car coming in to vote, and they asked me about the charter. And I said to them pretty simply, I said, listen, it reflects some changes that requires some updating because state laws have changed. There's some grammatical errors that need to be corrected, and then there's some structural changes in the way we conduct business, particularly with elections. You know, I was surprised that the state question had passed because it was so vague. They just want to leave it up to the legislature to make those changes.
Correct. You know, so the wording of that question, I agree. So Mayor Mark Loretti, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I don't want to say I poked fun, but when I had the Secretary of the State come on the show and talk about this, and even Representative Matt Blumenthal in Stanford when he came on, I said this isn't like this question is so vague, and it also doesn't really get to the point of it. I wish it would just be more layman's terms, which is, hey, do you want it to be universal? Do you want to not have an excuse to get an absentee ballot? That's what the question was. And I will say, you know, from a local news perspective, this was something we hammered for months, making sure that people really understood what voting yes and voting no was. And so I guess that's why my question would be, do you feel like even, you know, city halls weren't enough? You know, the next go around when trying to get a city charter passed, You know, do you think it's going, you know, another avenue, which is, you know, hey, doing a full breakdown on broadcasts or something like that, or social media campaigns or something? I'm not sure, because maybe people just didn't understand what the actual question was. And it's easier to just say, nope, I don't understand this. It wasn't explained to me. I'm saying no.
Yeah, I think in Shelton, anyways, there's a general feeling that, hey, things are going pretty well. You know, why do I need to change anything? You know, and unless you do a direct mail campaign to their house, they're just not going to get they're not going to make the effort, and they're not going to get the information. So, you know, look, we've passed charters before, and we've lost charters before. You know, and I suspect that I'll probably offer it up again next year. You know, as a separate question, maybe a separate referendum to call specific attention to it.
So
you know,
have...
and then you know the other side of it too is that you know you always have your political opponents that just don't want to see anything go your way, so they work against things.
So
that's America today.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, and listen, we have Mayor Mark Loretti here from the city of Shelton, where for a third time in 4 years they were not able to pass any of the proposals for the city charter, which we're going to get into in a second, Mayor Loretti, just so that we can, you know, understand what these two proposals were. There was something concerning, though, in the Connecticut Post when I was reading this article a couple days ago. The Board of Aldermen president, who obviously was a major proponent in the charter revisions, there's a quote saying, if the Board of Education comes back for technology money, it won't be there. And sort of is saying, you know, if you want to have technology in place, for example, for your schools, well, good luck. We're not going to have it. I mean, it was a bold statement. And I think it's sort of speaking to the point which you're saying, which is, do people really understand the weight of what these proposals would have meant? I mean, and maybe that speaks to why a charter revision would have to happen, is when people start seeing, you know, wait, why aren't we getting these technological advances, or why aren't we getting these dollars into our schools, for example?
You know, we've spent a lot of money on technology, just like a lot of municipalities across the state and the country. And in years back, we put a technology committee in place to evaluate. This is right around the year 2000 when the Y2K issue was raging. And, you know, we had to make all these kinds of technological changes. And so, you know, I guess people thought that committee served the education system pretty well, because it had technical people that own their own businesses, they own technology companies, so their expertise was brought to the table and put into the school system. And so, you know, there was a good feeling about what they did back then, and they just thought they should memorialize it in the charter.
So that was one of the things, was this technology committee bringing it back. Do you think that that's a reason why taxpayers didn't want to, is because they felt like it was unnecessary money that they would be spending?
You know, not really, because I just think they just don't understand it, because we're spending money anyways. We give money to the Board of Education. They can spend it any way they want. When you had the technology committee, they made recommendations and purchases that went towards specific things, and that's where the money was spent. You know, boards of education are free to spend money any way they want. And so it's a system that I don't think that is a productive one across the state. You know, there's really not a lot of accountability in there. You know, they can say, oh, well, we had to spend it here, but you asked for it for this category. You know, and that's some of the budget battles that transpire across the state with boards of education and the legislative body.
We have Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti, who is here, and a major hyper-local election, post-election story was the fact that, according to the unofficial numbers, but I think it's official at this point, residents overwhelmingly denied two charter revision questions. And Mayor Loretti, let's pick up there. What were the two charter revision questions?
Well, one had to do with the an overall changes to the charter. Some of it reflected to the membership on the Board of Education. And then one was specific with respect to the Board of Education to allow voters to elect as many as 6 members from one party. You know, right now it's 5. So it was a change of 1.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how that could be controversial, but okay. It just, from my perspective, it reflects the will of the electorate and what they voted for.
So do you think it might have been the language of it? So, again, I'm not a Shelton resident, so I wasn't able to vote on this or anything, but I'm just trying to understand, if it seems so common sense by the way you're saying it, why wouldn't it overwhelmingly pass then?
Well, because, like I said, you know, we've passed charters before and charters have failed before. It's just one of those things. I really believe that people think that, hey, you know, why do we need to change anything? Everything's going pretty well. And in fact, it definitely is. So, you know, it's hard to understand or analyze, you know, what's in people's minds. I think the national election was the biggest priority for people, you know, in the economy.
Sure, absolutely. But I don't know, I'm not comparing, you know, because obviously it'd be comparing apples to oranges. But like I look at another, close by, I'd say town or city. I mean, but it should be a city. It's so big. But like Fairfield, for example, has gone back and forth about their charter in recent years. And while it's been very controversial, it feels like so many people were very aware of what the charter revision process was going to look like in Fairfield. And again, totally different than Shelton. But I guess my question being is, do you really think it's as simple as people just really didn't know or feel like the status quo was working, that it wouldn't pass overwhelmingly? And why three times in 4 years? I mean, obviously there's something that is either missing or, like you said, that people just really don't understand what they're being asked.
You know, as I said before, it's hard to know. I mean, when there's no dialogue, you have no input. There's no rationale you're being told of why people are doing things. You know, in years gone by when we had charter revisions, people say, oh, it's a power grab by the mayor. Well, I got to tell you, you know, the charter is a strong mayor form of government, and it was that way before I got elected. So, you know, what's their point? Are we trying to mislead people? Are we trying to make it about who the incumbent mayor is? You know, it was pretty quiet. I mean, there was really... there's no letters to the editors. There's no people coming to public meetings. There's no people saying anything. They get up and they go on election day and they go vote. So, again, when it's as quiet as it is, you know, who's got a crystal ball?
Mm. So, Mayor Mark Loretti, as you mentioned, you are certainly going to be, it sounds like, pushing to still get a charter revision, maybe in the next year. Do you think it's effective, you know, again, doing something maybe differently? Because if it's failed three times now in the last 4 years, maybe doing something totally differently. I don't know if you're thinking about maybe a different way to attack this.
You know, I'm not really. Again, I'm pretty indifferent. The charter gives the mayor a lot of authority, whoever the mayor is. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I've been around so long, and that we've gotten the things done that we've been able to get done. You know, and if people don't like what the mayor is doing, they can make a change every 2 years. So, you know, I'm not gonna try to overanalyze this thing. If people want to pass it, they can pass it. If they don't, that's okay too. You know, life will go on.
Okay. Well, Shelton Mayor Mark Loretti, I appreciate you coming on and giving us the very latest on this, helping us understand what happened on and post-election day. And certainly we will see what happens next. And if there are any updates or ways, like I said, the local media, myself included, if there's anything I could do to get the word out there, the clarity out there, please feel free to let me know.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. But again, you know, minus the input from the public other than a vote, you know, it becomes a guessing game.
Mm.
So,
well, like I said, Mayor Loretti, just lending my helping hand if you would like it.
I'm happy to accept any outside influence that can inform people of things that are possible changes to how things operate. So,
absolutely.
We'll
absolutely
see.
Mayor Loretti, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.